Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.
You know, we've heard of buyer's remorse, but have you heard of disposer's remorse? I can't think of any other.
That's a good one.
It'll do, right?
Yeah.
So I am now, and have been for some time, a minimalist.
Mm.
It helps. Really, really helps. Get rid of all the clutter.
Yeah.
And also, a minimalism, by the way, is a movement towards living responsibly.
Also, it does clear the energy of your space, because every stuff, I know this is so ridiculous, but stuff holds energy, guys.
Yeah, okay.
So you've got a bunch of stuff around. No, I'm just saying for the people that are hoarding.
Okay, that's not where we're going with this.
You mustn't keep everything.
I stand by for that podcast. Yeah, listen to you in your own time and whenever you have the actual
stuff
energy.
Stuff holds energy, guys.
No, but more importantly, today I want to talk about stuff we threw away and then you go, oh, no, I shouldn't have done that. Because I didn't throw it away, but we moved house, Anna and I. And the new setup called for two couches and this, that. And also, my Lazy Boys, which Guy remembers,
yes,
was very much bachelor pad vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those Lazy Boys that they're made to like sit back and just play PlayStation the entire day.
It was bachelor pad stuff. So it was a universal decision. Let's do away with that. It went to good hands, by the way. It went to researchers at Prof. Tullio's labs. So the guys can, you know, graft for 12 hours, sequencing the genomes, and then crash on the Lazy Boys.
Because it also feeds you at the same time, because you don't get up to go make food. You just sit there and you feel
full. So basically, this is you asking Prof. Tullio for those bags. Very good question.
Because it went to a worthy cause, I'd given them away for a steal. They were two genuine leather, beautiful tan brown.
Shock for asking us if we wanted them first.
Lazy Boys, like genuine Lazy Boys, not the knockoff ones.
Okay.
They were the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, there was no space for them and it didn't work. But now we lost one of the couches and we've put up American Shutters and two tan Lazy Boys would just work brilliantly in that space. But they're gone. And like, I regret.
Hey.
Do you have a regret? Yeah, Kerry, I mean, as a minimalist, leave the energy out of it.
Okay, you know, so I'm also like, I'm a thrower.
Did you toss a crystal at someone and you're like, oh no, I need that for
my chakra. I've never thrown a crystal, but you know what I am wishing? There was a lot of toys that I had that I wish I'd kept that are kind of making they're coming back.
What?
There was those ones that, kids' toys, Darren. There's those ones that you'd look through and then you'd press a button and you put like a... It looked like a little disc and you put it in
and it
had little squares with pictures.
Yes.
And you'd click it on the right side and it would move the picture over and it would be like a different Disney
or something.
When
did you throw this away?
Ages ago.
But why were you having remorse now?
Because now I wish I had them.
About something you threw away 20 years ago?
Yes. You didn't say when.
Slightly more recent.
No.
Okay, fair enough.
But I just I've gone through a lot of stuff and as things are making a comeback, I'm like, oh man. Or even now with Sky having a baby or my sister's kids, I'm like, man, that would have been so cool if I could have kept that. But I'm not a keeper.
Yeah.
My mom's a keeper.
Yeah. No, I threw away my Nokia 6110 and gee, what regret I'm having now.
Basically.
No snake for you to play. You, Scott?
I think my one is the most common one. I have this whole thing of just throwing away slips. And the problem is, when you go to spa, you always feel the urge, especially like on a Friday. It's like, give me a 200 Rand Hollywood Bets betting voucher.
Yes.
And it's usually on the slip.
Oh, it'll be on, and then they click it onto the till slip.
Yeah, bro. And I just
throw away the till slip.
Because I'm that person, if I go to a car wash, I'm like, any paper, piece of paper, throw away.
Throw away so much airtime like that.
It started with airtime. And then I'm about to pay it. So I'm like, nothing. So, I mean, it's not a plea to Dev Heffer to bring back the money.
Yeah, to reimburse the 200 grand.
Lots of them, bro. Like, lots of them.
All right, so that's the question I'm asking you right now. Now that you've heard us and you're thinking to yourself, what did you throw away? Now you're like, oh, I wish I didn't. I wish I could get that thing back. What is it? What was the situation?
I had gone and got my license for my vehicle and I had put it amongst some papers, which included some old newspapers, the newspapers away.
I threw away an antique nutcracker.
I accidentally threw my wedding bands, my whole wedding set and my watch in the recycling depot at the pavilion.
Spare set of car keys. I was tired and I was taking the dog for a walk and I threw it in the main bins.
Two-year-old Callum throws away all of our TV remotes.
Hello, we have Lance on the line. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning.
How's it, Lance?
How's it, man? So, what did you throw away and you want it back?
Yeah, so I was busy packing the car early in the morning to go fishing, uh-huh. and I was loading stuff on top of the roof racks, and I needed to pack some stuff in the car.
Yeah.
And I found my wife's brand new high heel shoes that she had worn for the first time the night before.
Okay.
She had saved forever to buy these things.
Yeah.
And I took them out and put them on the roof and forgot them there and jumped in the car.
Yeah.
Headed on down to the dam, and on the freeway, I heard something bounce on the roof and looked back.
Yeah.
Quickly stopped the car, ran down the road, and only found one shoe.
Oh, no.
So I looked around, I couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
And I thought, what am I going to do with one shoe?
Yeah.
So I tossed it over the bridge, jumped in the car, and I went fishing. And when I arrived at the dam, unpacking the stuff off the roof, needless to find the other shoe.
No, I'm not!
And then what happened?
How long have you been divorced?
It was over the bridge, so there was no way that I was going to find that shoe again. So
rookie error.
The last shoe to my wife, and
he just
wasn't the most popular.
How did that conversation go, Lars? How did you tell your wife that her brand new shoes have now been separated from her
feet? How did it start, that conversation?
So when I got home, she asked me, what did I do with the shoes? And I sheepishly ran through that this one fell off the roof and all of this.
Yeah.
And I got the story of how long she'd saved and it's fun and she's bought something for herself.
Yeah, and you deserve it.
And then I took out the one and she assumed, well, okay, well, the next one's going to come.
Yeah.
And then I said to her, well, it's the only one because I've thrown the other one away.
Shout out to your honesty, though, man. Jeez, like it.
Oh, my.
It was hindsight, 2020.
Yeah.
Next time, I'll keep that one shoe until I know for sure that the one's gone.
Next time, there will be no next time.
Oh, Lars.
Wow.
How long ago was this? You're still together. You're still okay, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, okay. We've been married for well over 10 years now.
Okay.
And she just emptied one leg.
I do something smart, and it's like, remember that time? You threw the first shoe, but I had a way.
Oh, shout out to your wife.
Is there any way you've been able to make it up to her, Lance?
Well, I'm still around, so I must be doing something right.
Fair enough. Well, listen, when anything like exciting happens around the family, just ask everyone to stay away from. Sure, that was amazing. So,
you know what the nice thing is about being in his wife's position right now is that when you've got something like that on someone, no matter what happens, you can be doing anything. You'd be like, oh no, please, can I watch this last game? You're like, remember that time you threw away my shoe?
Then you just give
me the remote. Exactly. Doesn't matter what you think.
What you're gonna do? You're gonna throw my shoe.
Yeah, we're having this other thing.
Oh, thank you for sharing, Lance. That was amazing.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.